Hello, everybody. I am in the back room, in our room today. Turned it into a kind of a temporary office here. We have a bunch of different children in the home today, so I'm on the other side of the apartment on a very hot day, dry as has been. And so let me get on to my list of topics here in the report. The picture is, of course, Edwin and Ruth after the wedding. They went up the hill behind the church building and had some pictures taken. So they are now on their honeymoon. This is their second day on the Mediterranean cruise and getting some pictures and videos now and then. And yeah, they seem to be having an absolute blast, which is great. We're praying for them and so happy to see them in this new phase. Thank you for your prayers, and we'll send a picture later as well that they sent this morning. Okay, the services on Sunday were wonderful. So good to be back after a Sunday that I had to miss all of a sudden. I is back to normal pretty much, and off of the antibiotics as of yesterday. So, except for a cough that I have that is unrelated, I think. Other than that, all is good. Hoping to go running today with Walter, one of our men. And let's see, at the church, we sent offerings, special offerings, to our friend in Nepal, Aaron Tamang, and also to our friend Luis in Peru, the pastor who is working hard to get good Bible teaching and preparation kind of institute materials to churches and congregations way up on the Amazon, in the Amazonian range. So it was good to be able to over the past couple of months, have these two offerings going, and we just sent those out to them. And that's exciting to have a part in those ministries as well. Saturday's wedding, I've already sent you some information. It was not only beautiful, it was excellent. It was an excellent wedding. So much because the testimonies were so good. Just everything about the wedding was a huge blessing and a great testimony for the church, for the young people coming up on Sunday. I have the teenagers class, so I talked with them about, you know, how do you find a mate? And we just talked about a bunch of different topics that came out of the wedding the day before, and I think it was very valuable for them. And many times the only other advice they have, because many of them come from broken homes, the advice they get is completely worldly advice. So trying to go against that and give them some truth. I definitely had their attention. Then, let's see, less than a month left before our intensive institute on the 24th. I think it's the 24th. Yeah, 24th. On the Divinity of Jesus Christ by Fernando Corbi. We have a lady coming. I've mentioned her a time or two. Her name is Esther. She's coming from Esther. Actually, she spells it as you do in English. She's coming from Vitoria, which is about an hour away. It's the where the parliament, the Basque parliament is the capital of the next province over. She's from Bolivia, loves the Lord, has been coming to church, takes her probably an hour and a half to get to church from door to door, but she's been coming every time she can. And we have already formally talked with her and said, you know, if you can find someone else there who is interested in a Bible study and has a place where we could meet, we would love to start a weekly Bible study over there in Vitoria. It would be our first time really branching into that city, and we've always had our hopes that we could see a church started there. So that might be our next step in that direction, maybe towards Vitoria. Appreciate your prayers for that. And I will try to remember to get the spelling out on these things, at least in the printed versions. Spelling of names for some of you. So then continue to pray for Walter and his girls. Walter's who I'm running with. His girls are with the Dodgers. It keeps dragging out. Very frustrating. So the Dodgers have meetings today. They have to go to lectures where the authorities are pumping out all their nonsense philosophies. Unknowingly, perhaps, to people who know a lot more than they do about children and raising kids. But anyway, pray for them, that God will give them grace. Ian Romaine, the little boy with the tumor, he continues to, progress negatively, I guess you can say. They give him only months to live, so pray for Jonathan and Hannah as they manage this situation with the grace and strength that God gives them. Little Verity, on the other hand, the little girl, she's 12 weeks old today, and slowly they're hoping to start unplugging her from some of the many, many things she's hooked up to. I'll post a picture later. And then in the Ayerdi, I just was talking to the machinist a little while ago and planned to go up this evening to take another video. Definitely made some progress just in the first 3 hours of the day since the video I took yesterday. And appreciate your prayers for him. His son is with him every day now. His name is Iñaki. Jaime is the machinist, and Iñaki is his son. And then Vicente is the head engineer over the entire project, and Luis is the forest ranger who's under Vicente but sort of overseeing the project. So these men have become very friendly, very friendly. In fact, today I hope to take some banana bread we made, that Mimi helped me make, to them this afternoon. And I've just seen a very, very, they're just very friendly. And all of this, while they're doing an incredible job, as we look at what they're doing, we think, oh my word, thousands of dollars are going into that day by day, and it's a gift to us. It really is. It's a gift because this is private land, and yes, there is a way in which we would definitely say, yeah, it's provoked by them, but they wouldn't have to see it that way. But it is entirely because God has given us good grace in the sight of these men, just like he did in Bible times. And so it's just one huge praise to God for what he's doing. And so thank you, as you pray that we'll continue to see the progress made, and after they finish the cleanup and are able to do a few things for us that they said they'd like to do, which will leave things better than they were, okay? Really. But along the way, we're building relationships and hope to continue pointing them to Christ in the gospel. And so thank you for your prayers for them. I think, and then the media, I'll send one more picture of Edwin and Ruth they sent today on their honeymoon, and then one of Verity, the little girl, and her mother, Ebony, and then one of the finished chimney. You remember Danny and Mihai, one of our men, were working on that a few weeks ago. Danny and I the other day took up the lid that they made and put it on there, the cap. Solid concrete, weighed a ton for the two of us to walk across those tiles with. That was quite a little chore. But it looks really good, and it's just a great job. Okay, thank you very much for listening, and hope you enjoy the videos that I send on the work going on, the repair work and the mudslide. Thank you for your comments, and God bless you. Have a great day and a great week.